Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Margot. This is Sunday, April 2nd, 2017, and I haven't done a show in a while. I've been doing some other stuff. Anyway, this is just an update on what's been going on. We're going to be talking about CERN today, the Large Hadron Collider over in Switzerland, in case anybody doesn't know what that is. And also, I did an interview with Dr. Guy McPherson. I interviewed him on March 17th, and that interview is up on my YouTube channel, Margo's Healing Corner on YouTube. And he's a climate research scientist, conservationist, he's came out back in 2009 saying that the human race is about to go extinct. He doesn't think we have 10 years left, and because of his research, and he's done the research, and it was an excellent interview. It was excellent. And if you haven't heard it yet, I suggest you go over to it. The link will be in the description below. And I've had some interesting comments on my YouTube channel. Some people loved it. Some people don't like the message. It's a tough message to swallow. I've talked about this before, but just listen to the interview, and then you'll have an idea of what I'm talking about, and we can go from there. But today, and if we have time at the end, I'll talk some more about my feelings on how to prepare for extinction, the fact that we're not going to be here. I've talked about this in some previous shows that I've done. And I think that we need to look within. We need to really find our spiritual center, whatever it is, for each one of us. And a lot of people, it's been hard to do. It's been hard for them to do that. And it's getting harder. And I've talked about that recently, too, about how much darker the world is getting and why, and how it's getting harder for people to quiet their minds, to shut the thoughts off, to meditate, and to access their own divine connection. And this is the work I do with people in helping them to get unplugged. I remove implants of all kinds. I do empathic healing on people, and I do hypnosis, and I do help people remove these layers that are on them and help them with getting beyond their limitations to get in touch with their own divine connection. And you can call it God, you can call it Source, you can call it Infinite Creator, you can call it whatever you want. But I do believe, and this is my own opinion, This is not Dr. McPherson's opinion. He doesn't really talk about spiritual stuff. I think he's more of an atheist, but he still has a good message. And the message is, no matter what your belief system is, no matter what you believe in, if we're all going to die, you know, we all have to figure out a way to handle it and to come to terms with it and not be fighting with each other and putting each other down and criticizing and stuff like that, but to learn how we can spend our last few years or days or weeks or hours coming to terms with who we are and and what, how we're going to live this last little bit in love and with integrity. And I've gotten flack over this, and people don't want to hear the message, but I think it's very important. And there is a certain amount of healing that comes when you do come to an acceptance. And the fact that we never have had control in the first place. We only thought we had control. And the ego doesn't want to die. That's the part that it's afraid of dying. And once you can let go of the outcome, and Guy talks about this, and also in my teachings of Ming Fu, who was my first inner teacher, my Chinese teacher, on a spirit level, he talked all about letting go and not trying to manipulate the outcome and giving it up for your highest good. So these messages do dovetail. They do dovetail. If anyone is listening live and would like to discuss any of these things, these issues, the call-in number is 845-262-0773. So, anyway, that's my little background there for the show today. But the big thing I want to talk about is CERN. There's an article that was just published on the CERN website, and their website is home.cern, C-E-R-N, and it was just posted yesterday, April 1st. I don't think it's an April Fool's joke. The email that I got with this, you know, who was referring to it said, well, you know, is this an April Fool's joke or not? I don't think it is. I don't know why they would put this up with this being an April Fool's joke. But I'm going to read this article to you and then talk about it. And the title of the article is Ancient Particle Accelerator Discovered on Mars. And they have a picture at the top, and it says new images of the surface of Mars taken by NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter probe have revealed the presence of the largest particle accelerator. And in case people don't know what CERN is, it's the Large Hadron Collider that's in Switzerland. It's on the border between Switzerland and France. And the physicists are supposedly trying to find the God particle. There are speculations that they're going to try and use CERN to open portals and go into other dimensions and maybe take Earth into another dimension to get us out of harm's way with what's coming, possibly Nibiru or Planet X, or to get us out of harm's way with the abrupt climate change or Fukushima or the other 10 or 15 ways that we could die. So anyway, we don't know, but this is a very interesting article. I'm just going to read it, and then if we have time at the end of the show, I will go on a little bit about it. Okay, this is from CERN's website. The search for water or even signs of life on the planet Mars has been ongoing for some time. Oh, and before I get into it, there are numerous Hadron Colliders around the world. The one in Switzerland is not the only one, but it's the biggest one. But there are others, and I'm thinking they're hooked up, you know, by computers and stuff, and so they can all feed in and do stuff. Anyway, okay, the search for water or even signs of life on the planet Mars has been ongoing for some time, but with today's announcement by CERN and NASA scientists, the exploration of the red planet has revealed a major new discovery. New images of the surface of Mars taken by NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter probe, analyzed by an interdisciplinary team of experts from the fields of geology, archaeology, and particle physics, have revealed the presence of the largest particle accelerator ever built. The team has shown that Olympus Mons, previously thought to be the largest volcanic formation in the solar system, is in fact the remains of an ancient particle accelerator thought to have operated several million years ago. A landslide stretching over several kilometers, spotted by the probe's high-resolution camera, sparked the scientists' attention. This apparently recent event revealed a number of structures which intrigued the scientists, as their shapes clearly resembled those of superconducting accelerating cavities, such as those used in the Large Hadron Collider, or the LHC. With a circumference of almost 2,000 kilometers, this particle accelerator would have been around 75 times bigger than the LHC and millions of times more powerful. However, it is not yet known which type of particles might have been accelerated in such a machine. This major discovery could also help to explain the Egyptian pyramids, one of archaeology's oldest mysteries. Heavily eroded structures resembling pyramids also appear on the images in the immediate vicinity of Olympus Mons. In addition, ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs, the meaning of which were previously a mystery, seem to corroborate these observations, leading scientists to believe that the pyramids might have served as giant antennae. The pyramids on Earth might therefore have allowed the accelerator to be controlled remotely. Quote, the accelerator control room was probably under the pyramids, unquote, said Friedrich Spader, CERN's head of technical design. This particle accelerator, a veritable stargate, is thought to have served as a portal into the solar system for a highly technologically advanced civilization with the aim of colonization. Quote, the papyrus that was recently deciphered indicates that the powerful magnetic field and the movement of the particles in the accelerator were such that they would create a portal through space-time, said Fidela Emmerich, the leader of the team of scientists. And he continues to say, it's a phenomenon that is completely new to CERN, and we can't wait to study it. Such a technology could revolutionize space travel and open the way for intergalactic exploration. Olympus Mons was until now considered to be the biggest volcano in the solar system, with its most recent lava flows estimated to be about 2 million years ago. Scientists believe that this dating is quite accurate on the basis of the latest measurements carried out by NASA's Mars Odyssey probe. Quote, this would mean that the particle accelerator was last used around 2 million years ago, unquote, suggested Eilert O'Neill, the geologist who led this aspect of the research. The powerful synchrotron radiation emitted by the particle accelerator generated an intense heat, which explains the volcanic structure and the presence of lava flows. Quote, we have also suspected for a long time that a large quantity of water must have existed on the surface of Mars. We can only assume that this water was used at the time to cool the machines, unquote, revealed Friedrich Spader. And then Eilert O'Neill says, we're probably talking about forbidden technologies and a highly advanced ancient civilization, maybe even our own distant ancestors. So there you go. This is off of CERN's website, and I've got the link down below. Well, we can see how that that worked out for Mars, because it looks like a dry planet right now. If there is water, we don't see it on the surface. At least they're not showing it to us. And supposedly the atmosphere went away and all kinds of stuff. So if this were the case, why would they build that particle? Why would they have that? And it said for colonization. Well, why were they trying to leave Mars? And did they use that to come to Earth, maybe? They used that to maybe come to Earth and then build the Egyptian civilization and the pyramids there. And then they were, that maybe that those, it was hooked up with the one on Mars. I don't know. But apparently it didn't go too well for them on Mars, because they're gone now. Or maybe they knew something was coming and they knew that they weren't going to be able to survive, and so they beamed out and they used that collider to do that. Who knows? And this is just very interesting, and the picture is compelling. So I encourage people to look at this, to look at this website, and ancient particle accelerator discovered on Mars. And what do you think about that? I do think it's true. And they're revealing stuff to us. They're revealing it as time, you know, little by little. And probably they already know, you know, where they're going with all this stuff, but they don't want to tell us about it. But to say that it was a Stargate and to be changing space-time, a veritable Stargate, thought to have served as a portal into the solar system for a highly technically advanced civilization with the aim of colonization. So would this be like the movie Stargate, where they could just go wherever they had pointed it? And you could even go out of the solar system, I'm thinking. I mean, why limit it to the solar system? And maybe they could go into other dimensions. I mean, who knows? Who knows? So I wanted y'all to have this information. This kind of blew my mind. we've got about 10 minutes left. And another article is about Elon Musk, who is a futurist. And he was one of the first ones that warned about AI taking over humans, and that AI or artificial intelligence is like the biggest threat that humans have. And now he's decided that he's going to fight the AI takeover by figuring out a way to merge the human brain with machines. And he thinks we ought to be cyborged. So there you go. This article is on futurism. And it says, on Tuesday, Elon Musk confirmed via Twitter that he's working on a brain-computer interface venture company called Neuralink. Elon Musk is a very future-oriented tech entrepreneur, as evidenced by Tesla and SpaceX. Even so, Musk has always been vocal about his fear of a world takeover by artificial intelligence. Curiously enough, his solution to keep the AI doomsday away is to merge the human brain with machines. Musk's brain hacking company is called Neuralink, which was founded to help human beings keep up with the cascading advancements in AI technology. This company will develop a device or even a series of devices that could be implanted into the human brain. It's similar to a controversial idea Musk put forward back in 2016 called a neural lace, an idea he revisited earlier this year at the World Government Summit in Dubai. Musk isn't the only one who sees the future of humanity as being one with machines. Peter Diamandis, founder and chairman of the XPRIZE Foundation, had previously expressed his vision for meta-intelligent human beings. As our brains merge with machines, a new kind of intelligence would emerge with Neuralink. And Peter Diamandis says, such a massive interconnection will lead to the emergence of a new global consciousness and a new organism I call the meta-intelligence. The U.S. Defense Department's research arm, DARPA, is also working on similar technologies. And Justin Sanchez, director of DARPA's Biological Technologies Office, says, we're giving our physiology the opportunity to work with machines in a different way. Instead of being completely overrun by intelligent machines, why not let our intelligence be merged with machines? Armed with a whole new kind of intelligence, we may be capable of far more than avoiding an AI doomsday scenario, though that's not a bad place to start. And that was the end of that article. So I'm going to put that link below, too. So there you go. Between CERN, Fukushima, abrupt climate change that we're in the midst of, and AI, you know, I don't know what's going on. And I don't know where we're headed or, you know, how long we've got. I just know it's very confusing for a lot of people, and it's scary, and this is also to distract us and to keep us from going on our spiritual journey, because this is all techno. It doesn't have anything to do with emotions or love or anything like that. It's all techno stuff. And all of the solutions they're trying to come up with, it's all techno. And, you know, you can't fix, you just can't fix it with techno stuff. And the problem, one of the problems is we become so advanced technologically, but spiritually we haven't advanced. I mean, the majority of humans haven't, because we're still killing each other. We've still got wars. We've still got nuclear bombs. And, you know, and it's just ramping up and getting worse and worse and worse. So, you know, I just don't understand. I don't get it. And if there are good ETs out there, which I do believe there are, I really hope they don't let us go out into the solar system and mess it up any worse than we have. And I really hope that doesn't happen. I mean, frankly, I'm ready for the plug to be pulled. That's just my opinion. You can agree or not. I don't care. That's just my opinion. Because there's no fix. There is no fix for this 3D reality. And anybody who says there is a fix, they are delusional. They are totally delusional. So anyway, that's my show for today. And I'm Margo. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. I have a YouTube channel called Margo's Healing Corner, and I recently started a blog. I've got the link below for my blog, too. And the blog is margoshealingcorner.blogspot.com. So all of those things. So that's my update from this Sunday, April 2nd, 2017. It's not looking good for everybody. The most important thing is your spiritual awakening and getting out of the control mechanism with your mind and energetically so that you can see the truth and you can see all the lies and all the manipulation that's happening, and then you don't have to buy into it. That's the only thing we can do. And I also say, before your time is up, make peace with people you want to make peace with and need to. Love each other. Love your animals. Really, the animals need so much love and attention because they're much more sensitive than we are, and they know what's going on. And get right with Jesus. Get right with Jesus. And if you haven't done it before now, I suggest you do it. Because before long, you won't have time to make a choice. The choice will have already been made for you if it hasn't already. Time is running out, folks. So that's my show for today. Take care. And until next time, God bless.